Welcome back to our Johns County Central Coach Show. Coach Ryan Houghton joining us here today. And, Coach, I think about football teams. I think we get the teams that we, well, they're going to be really good. They are loaded with seniors. That's a good thing for a year, maybe two if they're really good as juniors. You got a good mix this year. You've got some really good upperclassmen. You've got some kids you talked a little bit about haven't even seen the field in varsity action before. But that mix is not all bad because it helps you build for the future.
Yeah, it's good to have a little bit of mix because, I mean, if it's just you got a squad of, 10 seniors and that's all you're playing, it's quite a jump and quite a leap and a culture shock for the other ones coming in. But we do have a nice mix of some wonderful seniors that have been starting. Some of them 4 years now. You know, you got a very experienced quarterback of Wes Swanson that's played a lot, Jack Waring, Wyatt Cates, Braden Nichols, all them guys have played a lot of snaps for a long time, and we're really going to be dependent on them here on Friday night. We got some underclassmen that have played a lot too. A.J. Rottenbach has played a lot of snaps for us, and we'll be expecting some good things out of him. And we're going to mix in some sophomores, and hopefully for the future that pays dividends, as you move on year in, year out. But depth will be something we'll be keeping an eye on Friday night. But hopefully with the cooler weather, maybe both teams can hold in there a little better and heat won't be an issue.
Yeah, boy, it must have been a terrific thing for everybody this week, getting out of that really hot, steamy weather to what we've had this week. It's been a real pleasure probably to go to practice compared to the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, night and day difference. I mean, it just it was pretty brutal there that a week ago, and then here we're starting in. You know, the weekend was pretty nice, and practices here today and tomorrow will be very enjoyable. And I think it just takes a little bit of the edge off of everything, and it helps us mentally battle through some pretty tough practices as well.
All right, we don't pick out a lot of individuals, but you got one of the best athletes that we'll see this year at a quarterback in Wes Swanson. He's pretty much a do-it-all type of player, which gives you a lot of options to coach, running it, throwing it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you know, he's got a combination of great size and speed. He's about 6'2", 185. He's got a very live arm. He's always been athletic since a youngster. But the thing that separates Wes apart from a lot of other great athletes that are about that size and age is his intelligence. He understands the game. He's very coachable, and he's got a very high football IQ. And he gets it. He can read defenses, and he knows what he needs to do in pressure situations. He's a guy we'll lean on a lot. We need to have him stay healthy because our offense will kind of go as he goes through. Everything will kind of channel through him. But we have a lot of other guys to go with him, too. He doesn't have to do it all himself. He will do a good job of spreading the ball around and giving it to some of the other athletes on the team that'll assist him in working the ball down the field.
Coach, I think we've covered about everything but the opponent, Tri-County, coming in here Friday night. Pretty good squad you got to face in week one.
Yeah, I really do. The Tri-County's kind of always had our number a little bit, it seems like, here in the last half dozen, 10 years. And it's time we get off the schneid there and beat a good team. We looks like they are returning about 5 on offense and 4 on defense, so that's a good core number of guys back. They were off to a great start last year before a few injuries bit them. They were off to a 3-0 start. We know we're going to have our hands full. We're billing this as one of the better teams we're going to see all year and one that we've got to have.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Nick. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
That's our Johns County Central Coaches Show for this week.